Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now let's get into the news across open source tech and society for this week. First up, the open source software community saw a notable event with the release of Wine 11.15. For those not familiar, Wine is a compatibility layer that allows Windows applications to run on Linux systems without the need for emulation. Wine's 11.15 release is significant not only for the technical improvements, but because it broke from its usual bi-weekly update schedule. This change came in response to heightened user demand and ongoing project evolutions that required a little extra time to get just right. One of the highlights of this release is enhanced support for certain Windows APIs, making it possible to run an even greater range of applications on Linux. The devs also focused on bug fixes, performance tweaks, and ensuring broader compatibility with both classic and modern Windows programs. This is a perfect illustration of how open source projects evolve in real time, guided by the needs and feedback of their user communities. The flexibility and responsiveness we see from the Wine team continue to set a standard for collaborative software development. Next, on August 8th, the world gave an affectionate nod to our feline friends in the annual celebration of International Cat Day. This global event, beloved by animal lovers and engineers alike, featured over 165 cats of engineering. Community members shared images and stories about their cats, showcasing the lighthearted creative aspects of the tech community. From memes that went viral to heartwarming tales of pets helping their humans through late-night coding sessions, there was no shortage of content. These initiatives emphasize the value of community engagement and mental health, reminding us that even in deeply technical circles, there's space for emotional connection. It's also worth noting how this yearly tradition fosters creativity and helps break down silos across different disciplines. Now onto some important news from the GNOME project, one of the most widely used open-source desktop environments for Linux systems. GNOME, in collaboration with Germany's Sovereign Tech Agency, has announced a new fellowship program designed to strengthen both design and community management within the project. This marks a substantial move to improve both the user experience and the internal culture that drives open source progress. The fellowship aims to attract and support talent dedicated to interface design, accessibility, and reducing barriers to community participation. By investing in people, GNOME reinforces not just the stability of its software, but the vibrancy of the community behind it. In related conversations, it's become increasingly clear that successful open source projects now require as much attention to community health as to code. The impact of this fellowship could serve as a blueprint for other open source organizations looking to thrive in the long run. Switching gears, let's leave planet Earth and check in on one of humanity's most remarkable engineering feats, NASA's Voyager missions. Specifically, Voyager 2 has made headlines thanks to innovative power-saving measures from NASA's engineers. To prolong Voyager 2's mission far beyond what was originally planned, NASA made the strategic decision to shut down non-essential systems. By rerouting power to core scientific instruments, the team can continue collecting invaluable data from interstellar space. The longevity of Voyager 2 is a testament not only to the durability of the hardware, but to the ingenuity and adaptability of the teams supporting it. These power-saving measures include using low-voltage alternatives and innovative communication protocols that maximize every remaining watt aboard. As a result, Voyager 2 keeps pushing the boundaries of exploration, continuing to provide unprecedented insights into our galaxy. Back here on Earth, the Linux kernel community is buzzing with increased patch activity, especially in hardware monitoring. Recent months have shown a surge of contributions, some powered by AI coding agents that help identify and resolve critical bugs. This collaboration between human developers and AI tools signals a new era for software stability and performance. One interesting outcome has been the faster turnaround on bug fixes and more robust hardware compatibility across platforms. The use of AI in maintaining such a foundational layer of technology highlights the evolving dynamics of software development in the age of automation. However, the kernel community still stresses the importance of human review, ensuring that the final call always rests with experienced maintainers. Now, not all developments this week have been cause for celebration. Let's talk about some ongoing issues in law enforcement tech. A troubling incident saw police mistakenly pull over a woman at gunpoint after a faulty license plate reader flagged her car. The situation was resolved without injury, but it's reignited debate about the ethics and reliability of such surveillance tech. These tools, while intended to streamline policing, carry real risks when systems fail or data is misinterpreted. Beyond the immediate dangers, there's a psychological impact on those who experience such extreme encounters, calling into question how technology shapes public trust in law enforcement. Civil society advocates argue for more robust oversight, transparent algorithms, and clearer accountability for tech-driven decisions. This episode is a reminder that while technological solutions can help, they must be adopted with caution and ethical foresight. Meanwhile, in the world of energy, the German company RWE has made waves by withdrawing from several US offshore wind projects. Their decision comes after a significant payout agreement with the US Department of the Interior, a move that's attracted both criticism and intrigue. Rather than continuing with renewables in these cases, RWE has shifted strategic focus towards liquefied natural gas projects, or LNG. This pivot reflects broader trends in the energy sector, where regulatory challenges and shifting market incentives drive corporate decisions. Environmentalists warn that such moves risk stalling progress on renewable energy adoption at a critical time for climate action. It underscores the complexity of navigating policy, profit, and public interest in the global energy transition. Now, let's turn to a seriously important but often overlooked field: cybersecurity for public utilities. The National Rural Water Association has partnered with DEF Con Franklin to create the WaterWatch Center, a new cybersecurity hub aimed at protecting smaller water providers from cyberattacks. Smaller utilities tend to lack the resources of their urban counterparts, making them especially vulnerable to ransomware and other threats. The WaterWatch Center will offer real-time monitoring, training, and emergency response designed for these unique needs. It's a bold step that speaks to the growing recognition of cybersecurity as an integral part of public infrastructure. As water systems become more digitally connected, the need for tailored security solutions and fast response capabilities only grows. The approach forged by this partnership could be a template for other sectors seeking to shore up their defenses against evolving threats. Moving from cybersecurity to the complex world of healthcare ethics, let's talk about prediction markets focused on clinical trial outcomes. Recently, new markets have emerged, allowing participants to profit from bets on whether drug trials will succeed or fail. The idea is to crowdsource insight, but critics are concerned that it creates perverse incentives and may undermine trust in medical research. Some ethicists argue that profiting from failure could hamper drug development or compromise patient safety by distorting incentives. Supporters suggest these markets could improve transparency, but the potential downsides make regulatory oversight essential. This debate highlights the tension between innovation and ethical guardrails, especially where public health is on the line. Now, on a related note, there's been renewed attention on AI risks and the urgent need for effective safety mechanisms in emerging technologies. Chris Inglis, former National Cyber Director, recently argued that we must revisit Isaac Asimov's famous three laws of robotics as a basis for AI policy. According to Inglis, first, AI must be designed not to harm humans under any circumstances. Second, AI should follow all human instructions, but should not be given agency or unbounded ambition. Third, AI should complete its assigned tasks in accordance with instruction, with the caveat that the first law takes precedence in all cases. Inglis points out that many of today's systems are built in the reverse fashion, optimizing task completion without robust, inbuilt safety mechanisms. As a consequence, there's real danger in granting autonomy to AI without maintaining clear accountability for their actions. Inglis strongly advocates that responsibility for AI behavior must always remain with humans, no matter how autonomous the system may become. The stakes are high when AI is deployed in sensitive domains, from finance and healthcare to infrastructure and national security. Building regulatory frameworks and practical safety checks is not just recommended, but required to ensure public trust. What we see across all these stories is a landscape defined by both innovation and uncertainty. As new technologies disrupt established fields, questions of ethics, safety, and governance come straight to the fore. From software projects that rely on community feedback to the complexities of energy pivots and the challenges of AI, the need for dialogue is greater than ever. We're at a moment where engaging with these debates and building collaborative solutions will shape the path forward not just for technologists, but for everyone affected by these advances. That wraps up this week's whirlwind tour of open source, ethics, and the future of technology. If you enjoyed the episode, remember to check out element.fm for hassle-free podcast hosting. Stay tuned for more updates, and don't be shy about sending feedback or joining the conversation. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and stay curious. Thanks for listening.